I call this special meeting of the Pinellas County School Board on May 22nd, 2023 to order. And to begin, we're going to all rise and have the Pledge of Allegiance led by our Vice Chair, Ms. Blackman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The amendments to the agenda.
Yes, Madam Chair. One amendment, item 5.14, the request approval of increase in bus driver pay memorandum of understanding with SEIU. I'd like to put that on the non-consent agenda so that we can have a discussion.
Other recommended changes on board. See, as Chair, I find good cause to amend the agenda as described by Superintendent Hendrick and move item 5.14 to the non-consent portion. I have a motion to adopt the agenda as amended.
Second
by Ms. Edmond. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Now let the vote reflect this 7-0 unanimous vote. With that, are there any public speakers to agenda items? Ms. Pout. Do we have any public speakers?
No.
No speakers.
I have no speakers.
No speakers to agenda items. So we are going to get to the consent agenda. May I have a motion to adopt the consent agenda?
I motion.
A motion by Mrs. Long.
Second.
And second by Mrs. Hine. All in favor of the consent agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes. The motion passes unanimously, 7-0. Then we're going to add our non-consent portion to the meeting to review item 5.14. So do I have a motion for the non-consent item? Movement by Ms. Edmond and a second by Mrs. Meyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do want to just briefly talk about transportation and the efforts that we've made to improve on-time transportation. Later this afternoon, we're going to talk about our district strategic plan, and that's, again, a key component of that. And one part of that we have felt is increasing pay to be more competitive. And so I want to thank our partners with SEIU that are here today for getting with us quickly and getting this out to their members. Thank you, T-Mark, for the ideas. But really, I want to pass it to Ms. Texel, who's going to talk about the agreement, and thank her and her team for negotiating and getting this done so quickly.
Thank you, Mr. Hendrick, and good morning, school board members, Madam Chair. I am here to request approval of an increase in bus driver pay MOU with the SEIU FPSU organization. We did spend quite some time over the last few weeks reviewing and talking about bus driver pay. As you know, even with our really increased efforts this past year, and I will tell you they have been much increased in getting out there, getting the word out there, the recruitment efforts that have gone on, and a lot of that is, and I'll give kudos again to T-Mark and his team over there, we still are resulting in a shortage of bus drivers. And one area that we feel has been a hindrance is the bus driver pay, and the comparable bus driver increase pays in our neighboring districts and so forth. And in order to be competitive, we really feel that this is something that is needed. And they did take it out for ratification last week, and it approved with 97% approval of the group of voters. And so I wanted to just review that with you at this time and what that means. This is going to mean an increase in pay, and it will take effect today once your approval has taken place. So that's a kudos to even our last week of official school with our drivers, so that is good for them. But our bus driver pay will increase from a D8 to a D10 position, and I know I throw out the D's, the pay scale a little bit, and I'll kind of tell you what that means. It'll be an increase from $16.35 an hour to $19.79 an hour. And for our bus driver relief positions, we'll go from a D9 to a D11, and that will increase from $17 to $21.75 an hour. And we also included our lead drivers in that from a D10 to a D11. So that is an increase in their pay as well. I will tell you that with that being said, a couple months ago, the years are blending. We did bring forth to you some updated job descriptions, and part of the bus driver relief job description, we added some training that we felt was very important and that for our bus drivers to have, but also our drivers were asking for more training. And so we included that in there. And so our relief drivers not only receive, they'll increase to $21.75, but they do receive a dollar per hour more. So really that turns out to be $22.75. So keeping that or just thinking about that, we have those moving forward. I will tell you right now, we have about 85 bus drivers. We have 171 relief drivers and 12 lead drivers. So that kind of gives you an understanding. I wanted to kind of give you a scope of that. It's our hope to have not only all of our routes filled, but have a surplus of drivers to fill in for when drivers are needing to be absent for a multitude of reasons. That is our goal. So with this approval today, it is going to allow our recruitment team and TMARC's team to really get this word out and hopefully get some people on board and hired so that they can do their training this summer and be ready for day one. And that is what our intent is, to be to have every single one of our routes filled on day one, because it will mean that our students are getting to school on time and they will be returning to home in a timely manner as well. And so we ask for your approval this morning. And again, appreciate everyone's cooperation over the last few weeks to bring us to you today in a timely manner.
Any questions?
I just have one quick question. Does this complete negotiations with transportation at this point, or will there be more negotiations?
No, there will be continued negotiations. This was an MOU that is strictly for bus driver pay. Typically about this time of year, probably more in June, we always wait for our budget to go through. And I know Mr. Smith keeps a tab on that, but no, this, we will continue to have negotiations for the salaries for next year.
Thank you.
We talk about number of routes, number of drivers a lot. So I just want to reaffirm those numbers. Where are we on number of routes about now?
We have 322 routes.
322 routes.
256 school bus drivers.
Yeah, so the numbers Jess gave us. I'm sorry, you said 328?
322.
322 and 256.
Yes, ma'am.
So just again, we start every day, 65 drivers, 56 drivers. Short every day and plus call-offs. So that's more than that. So this increase, and having looked at all the other areas, having to look at, you know, all kinds of ways to try to reach people and get them to come, this is something that we need to do. I wanted to mention to my fellow board members that I had a conversation with Commissioner Brian Scott, who's in the commercial bus driving industry, to ask him what they pay their drivers and what their bus shortage and driver shortage has been like. And he did mention that 20 to 26 range. So it just helped validate these numbers that you're working on as well. So thank you for the research that's gone into this.
I think this is great. Knowing the challenges we face with the lack of bus drivers, and knowing some of the things that are going to be coming ahead of us as it relates to time changes and just all of the pieces that come with life for our bus drivers, I think it's important that we make this raise and stay open-minded as other ways that we can make the job more of what someone would want to do as we support them with being bus drivers. From the education pieces to ensuring they have the support they need on the bus routes.
Ms. Long?
How did we do as far as parents going into the focus and saying that they need a bus or not? Because this will kind of give us a better idea.
Yeah, we got a great response. I think, Jennifer, but we're about 85% right now in terms of parent response to get accurate counts. One of the other pieces about this is bringing this to you, and I appreciate the board taking it today on the special call meeting, was so that we could get out there and advertise as soon as possible to get people in class this summer. And, you know, it does raise this category versus other categories in our district. And we thought that was important. You know, the bus monitors, when we initially created them, I think, Mr. Smith, $12 an hour. But when we had to go to 15 for everybody, now your difference between the bus monitor and the driver is $2 an hour. Well, now it's $6 or $7. And that's a big difference when you're talking about, do I want to jump to that next category? And so we think even our internal employees are some of the people that we could recruit to do this. And there has to be a little bit of a separation. because it is the only job we have that has a split shift, that you work 4 hours in the morning and 4 hours in the afternoon, if you're lucky, just four, right? So it's important to create that separation.
I think this is long needed for these drivers. We ask a lot of them, they have a huge responsibility in their lap. And I think it just shows from a board perspective, we value them as employees very highly. And I think that this raise in pay will absolutely help us to fill some of these vacancies and help us to attract people to our district to work for Pinellas County Schools, because we are competing with companies like Amazon, we're competing with delivery companies, and we're competing with public transit too. And they're taking on the responsibility of keeping our children in their care and safe on the roads. And I think that they very much deserve this bump in pay. And I think it's going to help us all with this continuing issue of transportation in our district. So thank you guys. Thank you all so much for the conversations, for the negotiations, for bringing this forward today. I appreciate that. Any other comments from the board? Now with that, let's kind of take a vote. We have a motion and a second on this. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. The motion carries unanimously for item 5.14. And with that, I want to thank you all for attending today's meeting. The board is now going to go to lunch. We're reconvening at 12:30 downstairs for the meeting.